Yeah, bitterly disappointed because it was just the manner in which we conceded the goals, probably all preventable, and Salt Hill didn't really have to work hard for the goals that they got. And in saying that, you know, first half we played really well. First half, conceded two goals, maybe between 10 and 12 minutes we were two down, but you know, they never let their heads go down. Got a goal back, I think, after about 15 minutes. And we really took the game to them for the rest of the half and went close on numerous occasions. And then came out the second half, it's probably 50-50 the game, and then we can see another poor third goal, and that's the Just Boys were demoralised then, and it was a hard one to come back from.
Going on at half time, Anthony, you would have had a bit of hope because he's got a goal back. The goal coming from Jack Dwyer. You know, suppose they got both goals in quick succession in the first opening half. I think the first one came in the 10th and the second came in the 11th.
Yeah. Well, honestly, you know, going on at half time, we're really pleased with how we played. As you said, we got a goal back very early after going two down. And at that stage, you know, all my time involved in football, and, you know, you try and gauge things, and their tails were up at that stage, and I suppose the Salt Hill lads' heads were a bit down because we've been fairly dominant. And you know, I just thought that, you know, the way that we were going, that we had a real chance. And obviously the first goal going into the second half is going to be vital, and unfortunately it went their way. And you know, as I said, just demoralised the boys after that because they worked so hard to stay in the game, you know. And Salt Hill, to their credit, you know, they took advantage of the errors that we made, and they now have a final to look forward to.
I'm going into today's game. You knew a wee bit about them, about Salt Hill, Anthony, and confidence was high within the squad going into today's game.
Yeah, I mean, we went and actually watched them against Villa from Waterford in the quarter final, and you know, because like we had a tough campaign ourselves. Like, we played Ballysadare and Bunnygee and Carrick and the Ulster section, then we went and played Tramore and Waterford and Mullingar, and then Bohemians in the quarter final. So we'd taken a few big scalps ourselves along the way. And like the boys, there's been a marked improvement on their focus and on their attitude and on their play over this last 2 months. And you know, after watching Salt Hill play Villa, you know, we felt that we could, you know, it was certainly a winnable game for us. And myself and the other coaches, we were very confident going into today's game. I suppose the two goals were a bit of a sucker punch early on, but you know, to our credit, we came back, and then for the remainder of the first half, you know, that confidence was restored, because you know, we've come back in, and we were very confident, you know, at half time, and maybe the half ended a wee bit soon for us because we were so dominant at that stage. But then the second half, we came out, and like as I said previously, you know, the next goal was going to be vital, and unfortunately for us, it came their way. And the second half, it was a game of very few chances, really. I suppose that, you know, neither side wanted to give much away because there was so much at stake. But just the third goal then, just basically out of nothing, just sort of deflated us. And honestly, you know, at 3-1, you know, we had a great chance from a corner where the header really should have been scored, but it really at 3-1, you know, it's game over.
Anthony, this young side, they've been developing over the last number of years, and well, look, they will come back from this defeat this afternoon. I know it's a cliche in football, but to get the semi-finals, you're there to win them. But again, it can do a lot more for players, maybe tasting a bit of defeat at this early age.
Yeah, well, I mean, they lost the semi-final last year as well, so I think it was, and then the year before it was a quarter-final. So they're used to playing on the national stage in big games. And I think they're probably fed up of getting here and, losing out in the big games. But, it's how they react now. Like, and, just asking the question afterwards, do they want to continue and improving and take their game on to the next level? Or they can go back to the old ways that they were and just be, happy competing at local level? Or, if they really want to test themselves now and take it on, learn from today's defeat, learn from the mistakes that they made, and do they really want to take their game on to the next level?
And look, in the overall scheme of things, that can only be good for Letterkenny Rovers, those particular players coming through maybe into the senior ranks.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of boys today that have actually played. They've got an opportunity from the first team manager in McConaughey, Max Weyer and Joel Gorman. So the two lads they're in about the first team, they're training them and that. And it's nice to have. We can say to the boys that there is a pathway there for them. From schoolboys to youths to the seniors. So and I suppose the two boys come in and doing quite well in around training that with the seniors, it gives them their opportunity. And it's a wee incentive for the older boys too to, keep trying and keep improving and try and force their way in around the first team squad. But there is a lot of talented boys in that squad. Can they play at a higher level? It's up to them. Only they can decide that. Hopefully they continue to improve and maybe one day then they can be more benefit to the club.